If you could only give one thing to somebody who's going to read The Nameless Prince from your book, what would you want them to take away?
Well, I would say it would have to be the main theme, which is, again, the anatomy and mechanism of forgiveness. And simply put, I guess there's a lot of people walking around with baggage, we call it, or unfinished business. And I think the world would be a better place if we all looked inside a little bit at our baggage. And that doesn't mean therapy for everyone. Everyone's different. For one person, it's spiritual pursuit, looking ahead instead of digging in the dirt. And for somebody else, it means, you know what, digging in the dirt a little bit and going backwards and figuring out why we tick and why we're who we are. So I guess I hope people walk away with tools, like I said, you know, tools and really understanding how forgiveness works and how it can free us.
Tell me a little bit about your journey here as a published writer of the first book of your trilogy, The Nameless Prince. What happens for you now?
Well, you know, promotion is all-consuming. It's a full-time job, so I'm doing the promotion thing on top of my other two full-time jobs, teaching at Art Center. I've taught there for 15 years, Art Center College of Design, and then I'm developing a CG feature at the moment, 9 to 5, so doing visual development art. So the promotion is on top of all of that, and it's been wonderful. I have a lot of hot air, and I love talking about the book. It's the funnest part of the process, seeing it land with people and affect people and having people care and ask questions. I'm really honored. So thank you. But anyway, the next couple things on the horizon, in addition to the podcasts and the radio interviews and blog posts and guest interviews and, you know, all the efforts we make on the internet and through publicist Myra Calvani, she's from Twilight Times. She pretty much provides a lot of the leads, and I just follow up on them, which is enough for me. But the two main things on the horizon I want people to know about are the Vromans reading. I have a reading coming up on the 3rd at the oldest bookstore in L.A. called Vromans, V-R-O-M-A-N-S, on Colorado Boulevard in Pasadena. So that is going to be fun. I've got a lot of preparation to do. I've got actors coming in to read and give their interpretation. And anyway, and then very soon after that, blissfully, all of the elements that I generate and create for that event will also be used in November at CTN, Creative Talent Network, CTN. It's the biggest animation expo in the world, called the CTN Animation Expo in Burbank, and that's coming up in November. Those are my efforts, you know what I mean, toward promoting in a grassroots level locally.
Dominic, where can people get more information about your book, The Nameless Prince?
Well, everything people could ever wish to know about it can be found at www.namelessprince.com. Just www.namelessprince.com. And you'll see synopses, author bio, a lot of artwork, mostly related to the upcoming graphic novel version of it. And you can order the book. There are links to Barnes & Noble and Amazon both right there on the site. And you can order through either of those or the publisher Twilight Time.
When's the graphic novel coming out?
Well, you know, I mentioned CTN, the Animation Expo in Burbank. Our goal, of course, is to sell books and promote the book, get a little more of a following. But we hope to land distribution for the graphic novel that weekend. If not, we'll pitch it around to Dark Horse and some of the indie comic book publishers. But simply put, I have a prototype of 3 of the episodes, and they correlate with the first 3 chapters. And I'm working with some former students who are now very successful, prolific illustrators. So the concept is to premiere a different American illustrator with each episode. At the moment, we have 3. And hopefully, to answer your question, it'll be coming out soon. We don't have distribution for that yet, or publication.
Dominic, thank you for your time today.
Sure. Yeah, thank you so much.
That's artist, filmmaker, and author Dominic Domingo, who's going to be doing a reading and book signing of his new young adult book, The Nameless Prince, at Vromans, right here in Pasadena on Wednesday, October 3rd. Time on that is 7 p.m., and Dominic is also going to be coming to PCC. You'll get a chance to meet him here as well. He'll be here for San Gabriel Valley Pride Fest on Sunday, October 14th. Look for him in the Author's Lounge. At this point, that lounge is set to be located on the Quad.